It's time for Good Health, an opportunity to hear from our local healthcare community about the most current medical topics and how they relate to your healthy lifestyle. Good Health is brought to you by Good Shepherd Healthcare System. Now let's welcome our host, Nick Bejarano.
Hello and welcome to the Good Health Radio Show, sponsored by Good Shepherd Healthcare System. I am your host, Nick Bejarano. If you have any questions, send us an email at kohugoodhealth@gmail.com. Again, that is kohugoodhealth@gmail.com. Today in the studio, I have Dr. Trent Teagarden with me, a chiropractor who practices out of the Peterson Clinic here in Hermiston. Welcome to the show, Dr. Trent.
Thank you.
So, what is a chiropractor? Let's just start with that.
A chiropractor. The general term chiropractor, in the general term, is just someone who looks at the musculoskeletal system and analyzes different aspects of function and bone health is kind of the common term and that a lot of people look at with chiropractors. But a chiropractor, that's kind of a broad question because there are many different types of chiropractors. It's not like everyone is just one type of chiropractor. I guess that's something we can get into a little later.
Okay. So what kind of a chiropractor or what kind of chiropractic medicine do you practice?
Yeah, great question. So originally, I got into chiropractic not even for the chiropractic reason of bone health. I actually was having, I was quite a young boy, I was having stomach pain, and we went to many different clinics and many different hospitals and different things. And my mom was like, well, why don't we try the chiropractor? And so I was like, okay. And so we actually went to the Peterson Clinic here and saw Dr. Chris, who I work with, and it turned out that there was some emotional or psychological stress that was affecting me and affecting my stomach. And oddly enough, it was quite amazing. I had a complete resolution of my stomach pain, and that kind of piqued my interest in what chiropractic was. That's kind of how everything started.
Wow. So how old were you when that happened?
I was about 11 or 12 years old.
Okay. And then from then on, it kind of just fueled your academic career from there and what you decided you wanted to become.
Yeah, it played a huge part. There was another, this was a true injury to my back. I was really big into snowboarding, and I was out Mount Hood, and I went off this huge jump, landed wrong, and actually had a compression fracture in my low back. And for years, I just had this chronic back issue. And so I went, saw another chiropractor and was able to receive, complete resolution and healing of my low back pain. And so that was kind of the second spark that really got me into chiropractic.
Wow. So when you decided that you wanted to be a chiropractor, how do you choose, what area of chiropractic medicine you want to practice in? Is it something that you learn at the school you go to? Do different schools teach different things?
Yeah, definitely. The different schools will have different focuses. They'll usually give you a, broad, smorgasbord of techniques that you can kind of, pick your choice. Mm-hmm. You definitely learn a lot as you're in school, and you learn of different techniques and different fields of, chiropractic is very, very broad, like I was saying. You could focus on pediatrics. You can focus on neurology, more of a neurological aspect, looking at different things with traumatic brain injury, different neurobehavioral disorders, with kids and adults. So it just depends.
So I know you just touched on it a little bit, but what are some reasons that someone might actually seek chiropractic care?
The top one would be pain and back pain. We know that there's lots of research and science that has gone into back pain, and the outcomes that they've found have been very promising. And in fact, there's lots of medical doctors who are recommending chiropractic because they're seeing the benefit of it too. And mm-hmm. Dr. Roizen, he actually works for Dr. Oz and the Dr. Oz shows. He actually, he says that chiropractic is the best treatment that he's found for low back pain. And back pain in general, I guess, is and the most affordable. So that was one thing that stuck out to me.
So if someone is, in a lot of pain and they're looking for solutions to treat, whether it's back pain or another muscular skeletal issue, and they come to your clinic and they schedule an appointment with you, what are the next steps? What can they expect from your care?
So the very first thing, when the patient enters the offices, we're looking to evaluate them, from top to bottom. We want to do a complete and full examination. That's key, because if we don't know what the problem is, then we can't provide a solution, and we don't want to just assume anything. And so we're very, very particular on examining the patient and then properly diagnosing them. If they need extra tests, diagnostic imaging, blood tests, whatever it is, those are things that we'll recommend in that first visit. And but really, we want to know what's going on, and there's whatever that takes, whatever test that takes. Mm-hmm. And if we can find that out based on our exam, we'll tell them what we think's wrong with them and create a treatment plan right there. But the exam is huge. That's the most important part there.
So obviously, I'm sure that there's different treatment plans for treating different conditions and issues that you might see in the office. But what are some methods of treatment that you specialize in that somebody listening might want to know about?
Yeah.
It might be different from just traditional chiropractic where, somebody goes in and gets their back adjusted or get adjusted.
Yeah. So I've received quite a bit of training, Carrick Institute of Neurology. And their main focus is to look at brain-based disorders. And it's a part of chiropractic that kind of takes the brain into account. And we look at, if the brain is what perceives pain, mm-hmm. and someone is having chronic pain, we want to look at, what influences, what factors are creating that problem in the brain instead of going to where the pain is and trying to manipulate the pain or massage the pain away. And so it's kind of looking at a deeper root of why someone's having pain. And so that's I'm board eligible in that actual discipline. And that's really what I focus on in my practice, is looking at the whole person. And one aspect is, the brain. How's the brain functioning? How is it working? How is it sending out its nerve impulses to different areas of the body? And, what are ways we can do to help treat the brain and give it, whether it's exercises or whether it's different, sometimes there's nutritional needs there too, that we can help, to help that brain function better and to help the person, with pain, to decrease pain. So
you're talking about a lot of different things here. And I just want to touch on something. You mentioned nutritional needs, and also during the evaluations, you might call for x-rays or some imaging. Do you also get labs as well, so you can see what minerals or deficiencies people might have in certain areas?
Most definitely. Yeah, in fact, there are a lot of people out there who have, and this is a very common thing, low vitamin D levels. Mm-hmm. And that's been shown to, with muscle pain. That's a common factor with people who have muscle conditions, muscle pain, chronic pain. If their vitamin D is low, that's going to really affect that. So that's something we want to check on most people. And we want to check inflammatory markers too. We want to see what's going on. Another big thing is we want to look at their electrolyte or mineral status to see if they're, they're hydrated. That's a huge thing as well that causes muscle pain and aches. And then there's other tests that we will perform. Some people come in and they don't even realize they have an arthritic or a rheumatoid condition. And, those are things that we can actually screen for and pick up and give them the right direction or treatment that they need for that.
Wow. So obviously you have a team of people that you work with in your office.
Definitely.
Is there things that you specialize in that they don't specialize in? And how do you guys kind of work together to develop the best treatment plan for the patients that come in?
Yeah, so we definitely have a team approach, and you know, different doctors specialize in different things. You know, for example, one of the doctors there, Dr. Kinsey, she focuses on children, so she works on pediatrics and also internal medicine, and so she works with a lot of internal disorders with people as well.
Very cool. So you're listening to Good Health, sponsored by Good Shepherd Healthcare System on KOHU. With me today is Dr. Trent T. Garden from the Peterson Clinic in Hermiston. If you have any questions, please send us an email to kohugoodhealth@gmail.com. Thank you again for joining us, Dr. Trent. Just to give you a short recap, Dr. Trent has just shared what conditions can be treated with chiropractic medicine. So chiropractic medicine historically has been seen by some medical professionals as a joke, but you know, obviously today it's becoming more and more of a part of the team approach in treating different conditions. What's changed over the years?
You know, with chiropractic, it's gone more mainstream. It's more recognized, and I think the newer group of physicians that are coming out are they've learned more. I believe. I think there's a greater, and the research. You know, they're able to dive into the research, into the some of the journals that are out there, and it's showing that there's benefit there, and so and I think they're more open to it. You have some of these old school guys who weren't as open to it, but I think it's becoming more open.
Which is really something that's pretty awesome. I know that from a medical perspective as well, that more and more insurance companies are actually covering chiropractic care as well, which is really beneficial to patients that are in pain or seeking an alternative treatment for a surgery or something else that might be recommended. This is kind of a first option, or maybe a second option after they go see their primary care doctor, that might not be as invasive as some other forms of treatment.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So something else I want to ask you about is, obviously you're using a lot of techniques that are touch-based. Mm-hmm. So what is it about the power of touch that also benefits people as well?
Yeah, that's a great question. I remember going through some of the classes with the Carrick Institute, and they talked about some of these studies that were done with children, and children who grow up in a family where they were hugged and touched, and I guess that bond of love was created, and they seem to do better, and they seem to develop neurologically better with that touch. And then on the opposite side of that, those children who didn't have that opportunity, and maybe they grew up in an orphanage or what have you, those kids did not actually develop neurologically as well, and they weren't as neurologically mature as some of these other kids. And so that's an example, but even just today in my day-to-day practice, a lot of times we don't, as physicians, my whole profession is I'm touching people.
Right.
A lot of people don't get that with other doctors. Mm-hmm. Some people are hands off and they're not doing that type of thing.
So do you see it benefiting your patients?
Most definitely. Most definitely. From day to day, I see the benefits of touch, and I think it's a huge part of chiropractic and health.
So if someone is coming in for the first time and they're in a lot of pain, whether it's back pain or something else, how do you set realistic expectations and goals with those patients so they know what they can expect from their treatment?
that was kind of hard when I first started as a chiropractor. You don't want to admit that you can't, help everyone. And, the reality is you cannot. And so, there are people who you need to let them know, hey, this is a goal we want to set for you. And as a realistic expectation, I expect you to get this percent amount better. So we'll set goals that way. Maybe it's a functional goal. Maybe they just want to be able to, lift their grandkid and hold, just be able to do some simple things. And those are the type of things that we like to set for goals instead of, you know, 100% resolution of your pain and never have it again. You know, that's something we got to be careful with, because sometimes that doesn't come back. Mm-hmm. They don't get their 100% function back.
But it still gives them a certain percentage back.
Exactly.
Obviously. Okay. One other thing that I want to mention to you and talk to you about is, it's kind of a hot topic in our nation today, is obviously the opioid epidemic. And a lot of our government institutions are regulating the amount of opioids that people can take, which is, you know, definitely beneficial to our communities. And there's a lot of people in our communities that are obviously, and across the United States, that are abusing opioids. And when they come off of these, they have pain challenges, or whether it's physical or psychological pain issues. How do you actually work with some of these patients to treat some of the pain that they might be feeling?
You know, with chiropractic, we're seeing, like we talked about, how one of the things that I work with, our focus with, is the brain. And you know, the brain plays a huge part in the addiction, you know, process, obviously. But what we know is that when we can help people find a different way to deal with their pain, and give them a different option, chiropractic is one of them. Functional neurology, which I practice, is another one. And there are psychological aspects that we help people with as well. When we can give people a different approach, it gives them hope. And we're finding that it is actually helping people, you know, get off of those. In fact, Oregon is now, they're actually supporting that whole cause and that process of helping people who, mm-hmm. you know, find a different way other than, you know, turning to opioids. And chiropractic is one of those recommendations that they're having these people go seek after.
So have you, based on, you know, this conversation that we're having, have you guys seen an increase in your clinic of patients that are trying to get off of opioids, or that maybe have used opioids in the past?
Definitely. We definitely see those people. And, you know, the great thing is that, you know, the goal there that we try to establish is being able to help them get off that, because that is an addictive substance, and we don't want them to have to rely on that. And most definitely we see that.
So you're listening to Good Health, sponsored by Good Shepherd Healthcare System on KOHU. Today we're talking about chiropractic medicine with Dr. Trent Teagarden. If you have any questions, please send us an email to kohugoodhealth@gmail.com. We were recently just talking about kind of the opioid epidemic here that's facing our nation, and also to our community in a lesser extent, and just some of the benefits that chiropractic medicine actually offers as a solution for and a treatment for opioid addiction and people that are suffering from that. Do you have them sign a treatment contract when they meet with you, if they have been on opioids and they're trying to get off? How do you work with those patients to try and obviously get them back to a functional state and still try to wean them off of their addictive behavior?
Yeah, we definitely want to, you know, keep them accountable. And we definitely want to know, you know, if they're increasing or, you know, so we track that, and we definitely keep that at the forefront, yeah, because that's important that we make sure know, oh, you know, they're taking a higher dose or they're not taking a higher dose, or, you know, so we definitely want to track that. We don't necessarily make them sign a contract that deals with that, but there are people who do that. So mm-hmm.
Okay. Something else I want to ask you here, just kind of switching gears a little bit too, is what other therapies do you guys support? I know you mentioned that is it neurology? What was it?
Functional neurology.
Functional neurology. Can you explain a little bit more about what that is?
Yeah, there's, you know, it's interesting. There are two main groups that are promoting, or I guess, you know, teaching functional neurology. And one is more just strictly brain-based neurology. And so that dives into the brain, everything brain, peripheral and central. So peripheral nervous system would be all the nerves running into, you know, down your arms and legs, and then central would be your brain and spinal cord, and all the pathways and everything that you could ever want to know about the brain is functional neurology. So they both focus on that. But another one, functional neurology group, they really incorporate the nutritional side of things and how nutrition affects the brain, how we can actually use different, holistic, herbal, nutritional substances, amino acid therapies that can actually modulate the brain, help the brain, give the brain, better focus, power, whether it's healing the brain from a traumatic brain injury, helping, to decrease the inflammation that's being caused in different brain cells. So they're really, kind of take the two, nutritional medicine and functional neurology and bring them together and kind of create a holistic approach there.
So I want to ask you a little bit about that too. So for a traumatic brain injury, what kind of patients do you actually see kind of walking into your clinic that might have something like that? I know out here while we were waiting to come on, we actually talked about concussions. Mm-hmm. Is a concussion something that you would see?
Most definitely. We see quite a few people who've had concussion, whether it's through an accident. People are falling on the ice right now, so that's part of that's mm-hmm. one. The other, people are getting in car wrecks, and with these whiplash injuries, the brain gets thrown around, and there are definitely signs and symptoms of concussion that come up all the time. And so we're wanting to screen for that and look for those things and see how we can approach them and help them, because a concussion can lead to a lot of problems down the road for that person.
So how would you use, like you mentioned, nutrition and some holistic substances in your treatment plan? And I know you mentioned vitamin D a little while ago, but what are other, holistic nutritional approaches that you recommend for your patients?
Well, for pain and for inflammation, there's a really... There's a lot of good things that help do that, and they're natural things, and so, we'll put people on different herbal extracts and different things like Boswellia is something that people might even be familiar with that are listening. There's different herbs like turmeric. Many people have heard of turmeric or curcumin. That's an Indian spice, and tons of research showing how these things really help decrease inflammation. And they're different, with brain injury, it's interesting. There's a lot of research showing that there are different, like luteolin and apigenin. These are different substances that cross the blood-brain barrier and help calm down some of these glial cells that have been activated in concussion. These glial cells are very commonly activated with traumatic brain injury and concussion, and they help calm those down. And so we want to give people, things that are going to help in all aspects, not just, chiropractic medicine.
Very cool. So you just mentioned glial cells. What is a glial cell?
What is a glial cell?
Yeah.
So it's a cell in the brain, and it kind of sits there, and it's the immune cell of the brain. And so when you get a concussion, it gets activated, and your immune system works through that cell, to help in that traumatic event to start the process of repair and healing. But sometimes these glial cells, they stay active, or they get turned on and they don't turn off. And that's the problem, is you want them to turn off. You want them to do their job and then turn off. Well, the problem is that they don't turn off. And with these concussions and these traumatic brain injuries, we're trying to turn them off and get that, that patient, their function back, whatever they're dealing with.
All right. So something else I want to ask you, I know that you mentioned that you have a lot of people falling on the ice.
Yeah.
And we've had a extremely cold winter, and we're maybe expecting some more snow here, thanks to Punxsutawney Phil, who predicted 6 more weeks of winter this morning. Happy Groundhog's Day, everybody. So, when would it be time? I mean, what are the signs and symptoms that somebody might have that they should be thinking, okay, I need to go see a chiropractor? Because I know there's lots of people who probably don't and mm-hmm. could benefit from your treatment.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm always telling my current patients, when you've hurt yourself, even if you don't think it's a big deal, come in, because usually later down the road, you know, you get hurt even easier, or, you know, there's a snowball effect there. But yeah, you know, especially if you can't walk, like,
okay. Okay. That makes sense.
If you need to be wheeled in, let's get you in the office and see if we can't help you, you know.
So besides that, I mean, if somebody, and it's not just back pain, obviously, that you see, what are some other, I guess, I don't know if they're body parts or areas of the body that you treat that have nothing to do with backs?
Right. So, you know, a common one is headache, migraines. I see a lot of people with foot issues. People have, what I found and through, you know, taking some coursework and some different classes is that, you know, the feet are the foundation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people are walking around in shoes that aren't conducive to helping, you know, the body and helping the spine. And so a lot of times we're looking at the feet and seeing how, you know, those are affecting people. And some people just, you know, with plantar fasciitis, you know, or heel pain or, you know, lower leg issues. A lot of different athletes have, you know, that. So I see a lot of runners actually who have lower leg pain. And so we're helping them with, you know, and chiropractic medicine comes into play there with, you know, adjusting certain areas of the feet and, you know, helping balance muscles to make sure that they're, you know, running in those gait patterns, they're firing on all cylinders.
Very cool. So I just want to thank you, Dr. Trent, for joining us today on the Good Health Radio Show. Dr. Trent is a doctor of chiropractic medicine at the Peterson Clinic in Hermiston, located at 1002 West Elm Avenue. For more information about Dr. Trent and the Peterson Clinic, please call 541-567-6277. Thanks, Dr. Trent, for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.